new-to-Canada artists get their footing in Toronto. It's called My Art, My New Land, and it offers workshops on topics like Canadian cultures, Canadian culture and communication skills. ITAC Sorahita Lab. Yes. Sorry, I could do that before, but once I'm on the air, I'm always nervous I'm going to get it wrong, and I did. So ITAC Sorahita Lab is the creator of My Art, My New Land project, and as you can hear, she's with me. Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that. I wish
that's fine.
How did you get the idea to start this program?
Well, it is, as you said, I'm a newcomer artist here. And as a newcomer artist, you have many barriers, like, as you said before, language barrier first. But the most important thing is culture and communication skills and what you have to know about art market and, for example, art organization resources here. So as I worked like 1 year in retail jobs and casual jobs. But after all, I decided to define a project based on my experiences and my expectations. And then my husband and I decided to define this project together. We had a small focus group with families and friends that they are newcomer too. Mm-hmm. And we found out that these kind of workshops would be very helpful. And the city, through Cultural Hotspot program, funded this project, this idea actually, and Neighborhood Arts and North York Arts supported me a lot. Creating.
And so clearly people feel that there's a need for it.
Yes.
Where did you come from and how long ago?
Iran.
Less
than 3 years.
And were you doing artwork living as an artist in Iran?
Yeah, actually I was an established artist there. And but, you know, as a newcomer, as an immigrant, you left everything behind. Like your network, your artworks, your everything.
It's so difficult. I often cover the arts and my heart just goes out to you because it's hard enough to make a living as an artist.
Yeah.
When you establish yourself, to have to walk away from that is tough. Also, the role of art is different in different cultures.
Exactly. Because artists speak about culture, right? And you need to know culture very well. You need to know your potential customers' art taste. And you need to communicate with other local artists, with other newcomer artists, art organizations. And this project created based on this.
So is it designed for foreign artists?
Yeah, for newcomer artists.
Newcomer artists. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So newcomers from foreigners. Because I also think that Canadian artists, sometimes you can grow up in Toronto, speak the language, live in the culture, and yet not know how to take that next step, how to make those connections.
Well,
too.
That's true. Yes. But I guess there are a lot of workshops for them.
I think they are. They probably are. So why do you think that these skills are important for the newcomer artists to know?
Mm-hmm. These are very important because they are new. And as I said, they need to respond to change very well. Like change in situation, change in market, change in taste, change in everything. So it is very important to learn how to communicate, how to respond to the change.
It's interesting, too, because the other thing you're providing for them is community, not mm-hmm. just education.
Yeah.
But suddenly they go from artists always end up working alone no matter where they are. But when you've come to a new country and you're setting yourself up, you can feel really isolating. So it seems to me that's another benefit of a program like yours.
Exactly. Well, artists usually works alone, isolated in their studios. But here, you need, as a new member of society, you need to collaborate with others.
Interesting. So what will people learn in the workshops?
There's everything. The poster is everything. In Facebook, Instagram, many art organizations distributed the poster. And it's online in our website, in Neighborhood Arts website, North York Arts website, everywhere.
And what are you going to teach people besides networking? Like, what are the kind of, yeah?
Well, they have, we have four themes. Themes of the first thing is adaptability, and the second one is collaboration skills, which was today, and the third one is network and effective communication, and the last one is marketing promotion. So it's four workshops based on these themes.
Four key things to know. Yeah. How's the program been going so far?
It was great, actually. Today, everybody were very excited. And they really liked to come back for the next workshops. And they felt like, okay, they are not alone here. They are very collaborative to each other. And they learned a lot.
That sounds very exciting. I'd like to go to
one
of these.
Sure.
It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Okay, I'm going to try your name again. I'm just talking to iTech. Sorahita Lab.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Easy. Sorahita Lab. She's the creator of My Art, My Land, My New Land, a project that helps newcomer artists succeed in Canada. The workshops are held every Wednesday till August the 24th at the Toronto Centre for the Arts. And Laurie is back at the roundtable updating the traffic.
Yeah, it's turned into a really busy afternoon drive, Karen.